So say yes to your anger.
Yes.
Say yes some more.
Yes.
Say yes some more.
Yes.
Say yes some more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And say yes some more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And a little bit more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And say yes some more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And a little bit more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And more. Now on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the angriest and 1 being the least angry, where would you be? Lester said, anger is a hanger. It hangs you up forever. It's a stuck place. When people get stuck, they get stuck in anger. It hangs you up. Because you get loaded with all the reasons why you're angry. And then you're going to go around and tell your lovely story to your friends who can't wait to get away from you. Are you telling all your angry stories why you got screwed? Right in front of your eyes, you're screwing yourself right into the ground. That's smart. I want to be loved, so I'll kill anybody that comes near me. That's another brilliant move. I'll make you love me. Okay, well, see where you are now on a scale of 1 to 10. See, I want you to get used to measuring yourself where you are on each scale so you can dump all this stuff. It should be zeroed out. And the more you do it, the freer you get. So let's look at our friend pride that nobody wants to let go of. Many of you are proud of being proud, and you say, I'm not proud. You're not proud. I don't have any feelings. I don't need a release anymore. I'm in a place where nothing bothers me. Just don't bother me. How smart is that? That's really an insult. I don't have any feelings. Nothing bothers me, and my life is perfect, except. And pride is the wanting to be separate. And it's really negative. I am better than everybody. I'm not you. I don't want to be you. Look at me. Enough of me, let's talk about you. So what do you think of me? It's a wanting to cut off. It's a cutting yourself off of the feelings even, of people. Pride. Don't bother me. I'm better than you. I don't want to look at my feelings. I don't have any. So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most prideful and 1 being the least prideful, where would you be? Most of us don't like people when they're in pride, and guess what? If you see somebody in pride, you're in pride. It takes one to know one. Look at them. Who do they think they are? Don't they know who I am? Did you see what they said to me? How dare they? That maitre d' didn't seat me immediately. Does anybody know who I am? You do know who I am, don't you? Yeah, you're an asshole. Get out of here. The guy in Beverly Hills, he was one of the richest guys in Beverly Hills. In fact, he owned the Beverly Hills Hotel. He passed on. His name is Marvin Davis. And there's a famous restaurant in Beverly Hills called Nate and Al's. And so they didn't seat him once. So we opened up a restaurant across the street. That's pride for you. Then, of course, it went out of business. Isn't that wacky? So what good does pride do you? You cut yourself off. You cut your nose off to spite your face because you're in pride. Instead of letting it go and harmonizing, you move up into pride and get mad at somebody and make them wrong because your feelings got hurt. Your feelings got hurt. And you didn't even hear what you said. My feelings got hurt. But you made me, you hurt me. My feelings hurt me, but you're the one who did it to me. Is that brilliant? All right. So could you let go of that pride on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most prideful? I know most of you aren't. But take a look anyway. Take a look anyway. Just humor me. So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most prideful and 1 being the least prideful, where would you be? All right. Could you say yes to the pride? Could you say yes to the pride some more?
Yes.
And more.
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 Yes.
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most prideful and 1 being the least prideful, where would you be now? Check. All right, now let's go into courageousness. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's that? Not yet? I didn't hear what she said. She wants to work more. Well, we're going to give you a good dose of pride. Don't worry about it. We will help you. I'm not finished with you yet. In fact, nobody can leave until they go free. And you're going to have to keep eating this food until you go free. Might take a year or two. Your bank account might get empty. We might have to have this meeting at the beach. Well, it gets cold in the wintertime, yes? Huh? Okay, so let's take a look at courageousness. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most courageous and 1 being the least courageous, where would you be? Where would you be? Most of you have been moving up. Okay, so could you say yes to the courageousness?
Yes.
Say yes to the courageousness some more.
Yes.
Say yes some more.
Yes.
Allow it to expand.
Yes.
And more. Say yes to it. And more.
Yes.
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 All right, now on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most courageous and 1 being the least courageous, where would you be? Measure yourself. All right, now let's take a look at.
Can I help you, buddy?
What's so funny about acceptance? You can accept your laughter. Good. Have a good laugh, Sadiq. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most accepting and 1 being the least accepting, where would you be? Measure yourself. How accepting are you? How much are you in acceptance? Could you say yes to acceptance?
Yes.
Could you say yes to acceptance some more?
Yes.
Could you say yes some more?
Yes.
Could you say yes some more?
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And could you let go of fighting with acceptance?
Yes.
Most of you want to look and fight with your negativity. Isn't that brilliant? Why don't you move up and hang out in acceptance? Say yes to it.
Yes.
I love you, acceptance. I accept you. I accept everyone. I am you. I am you. You are me. We are one. There you go. Even Michael Jackson is we are one, right?
Thank you.
What's the guy with that glass like that?
Brian.
Brian is the ghost of Brian is here. Hey, Kim, I'm the one who's doing the talking. You laugh, I talk. Not the other way around. Well, if you laugh, if you talk, I'll laugh too. Either way. All right, now where are you in the way of peace? Measure yourself. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most peaceful and 1 being the least peaceful, where would you be? All right. So could you say yes to the peace?
Yes.
Could you say yes to the peace some more?
Yes.
And 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 even more?
Yes.
I love you, peace.
I love you,
peace.
I love you.
I love you. I surrender to you. I allow myself to be peaceful at all times. Peaceful means no mental activity going on. Nothing going on. No judgments. No anything. No anger. No feelings. No feelings. That's the only way you could be peaceful. You want peace of mind? It means no agitation of mind. Inflappable. Unflappable, immovable, all powerful. More powerful than the most powerful laxative in the world. Moses brand. That's the most powerful laxative. It says, "Let my people go." Hey, I'm just channeling this thing out. Moses brand. We're gonna give some out for breakfast every morning. Let go. Stop making believe you're not free. Stop it. All right, now on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being free and 1 being least free, where would you be now? Now measure yourself. Right now, be honest. How much are you willing to be free? What did you decide? On a scale of 1 to 10, what did you decide? Are you going to finally drop all this garbage and be done with it? And be happy, which is what you've been looking for all along. Happiness with no sorrow. When are you going to decide to do it? On a scale of 1 to 10, decide right now. Don't let your garbage decide. Your ego doesn't want you to do that. Your ego likes negativity. That's its job. It doesn't even like what we're doing here. It hates it. So on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? With regard to your decision to be free, to be what you are. Be honest. Now could you say yes to that? Say yes some more.
Yes.
Can you say yes to freedom?
Yes.
Can you say yes to freedom some more?
Yes.
Can you say yes some more?
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And even more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
Now see where you're at. Now, if you're free, you have no limitations. So let's take a look at any limitations you have, any I can'ts you have. A free one has no I can'ts. A free one has no limitations. None. Okay, so measure yourself. Where are you with regard to your I can'ts? Think of something you can't do. That's a lack of freedom. That's a limitation. You want to get rid of your limitations? Think of one. Okay. Can you allow it to evaporate and dissolve? Instead of fighting with it and getting frustrated, say yes to the limitation. Say yes.
Yes.
Say yes some more.
Yes.
Some more.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You can't walk? Say yes to it. You're fighting with it. Say yes. Say yes some more. You can't have money? Say yes to it. Instead of fighting with it, say yes. I love you. I love you just the way you are. And more. And more. Whatever limitation you have. Can't find Mr. Perfect, Mr. Kloppen. Come on, say yes.
Yes.
Say yes some more.
Yes.
And 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 more.
Yes.
See how you feel now. I want you to get in a habit of measuring yourself. Lester says it's very important to know where you're at.